You know what? I don't even want to talk about it because it's such a ridiculous potential number that people would just
Okay.
think it's insane. I mean, if you do some back of the napkin calculations, if you're talking small, if you're talking 5 meter intersections of a half a gram over a square kilometer, I mean, that implies some pretty significant numbers. Well, since our IPO in November of last year, we've added an additional just over 94,000 hectares to our property portfolio. So we have close to 1,500 square kilometers of land now in the Madeira River area. And this is all inland, not on the river, to be clear. But you know, if you start looking at those kinds of numbers, the potential for a multi-million ounce scenario is certainly there, which is quite exciting.
Good day. We have a special guest, Mark Tomasi with Canary Gold, president of Canary Gold. Great to have you here with us, Mark.
Nice to be here. Thanks for having me, Steve.
Yeah, well, Mark, for those of us who don't know much about Canary Gold, I mean, you've checked enough boxes where we are interested as investors and wanted to get to learn about you. If you could tell us what you do, how you got into Canary Gold, and if you can just tell us a little bit about your company.
Sure. Yeah, no, happy to. I've been in the capital markets since the early 90s, dating myself. I think 1991, I started as a in the investment industry. I was a stockbroker for most of the 90s here in Vancouver, British Columbia, in Canada. I left that side of the business and got involved in the public company side of things and have been a director officer of numerous public companies throughout my career, both in exploration, which Canary Gold is involved in, and tech and so forth. So.
So Canary Gold, my understanding is that you're an exploration company with your flagship in Brazil. Could you?
That's correct. So yeah, a little history there is Canary Gold started prior to my involvement back in 2022. Was the brainchild of Dr. Alan Carter, who's discovered something like four or five mines in Brazil now. John Hill, ex-AngloGold Ashanti, seasoned veteran, tons of experience in Brazil. Andrew Lee Smith, again, you know, discoveries to his credit, really accomplished guys. And the broker was handling the initial public offering is a dear friend of mine, dating back to my getting started in the business. We worked together actually in the early 90s. And he brought me this company and said, have a look at this. I know you don't often get involved in the junior exploration space, but I think this has really got some merit. And so anyway, long story short, I looked at it and I was really excited by the prospect. What drew me to the story, obviously the people, but it's a unique exploration thesis that drives Canary's exploration efforts. In a nutshell, the idea is that the gold precipitated off the Bolivian Andes eastward into the Madeira River Basin, which is near Rondônia, Brazil. That gold then meandered through the whole Madeira River Basin over the years as the Madeira River itself moved around and so forth. And this is what carried the gold through the system. The Madeira River itself has, over the last couple of decades, produced north of 7 million ounces that's been mined by artisanal miners that are dredging that current river. Our thesis and what we believe it has the potential to host is there's a conglomerate, a hard-packed dura crust conglomerate of very iron-rich material that's anywhere from 1 meter to about 5 meters thick. This conglomerate, we believe, precipitated gold from this event that carried the gold through the whole Madeira River Valley, in our belief, and that this is the feeder for this 7+ million ounces that is rumored to have been extracted through artisanal illegal mining actions and so forth on the Madeira River. We have assembled a 68,000 hectare parcel for starters, which is the Rio Madeira, our flagship property, the Rio Madeira project, and have commenced exploration on that. We've seen evidence of visible gold in this conglomerate, which the locals call Mokaruni. We have conducted 22 drill holes, to date, air core drill holes and 11 sonic drill holes, and are currently waiting on results from those drill holes. But the idea is that if this layer, this hard packed conglomerate layer, does in fact run and is potentially the feeder for the gold that's been extracted from the Madeira River through this dredging technique that the locals use through this artisanal dredging, that this may in fact span through wide swaths of the Madeira River Basin. If this conglomerate in fact runs with reasonable amounts of gold, and we don't need a lot because of how shallow it is, we're talking less than 100 feet, the potential for a large district scale gold discovery is substantial. So that's, again, going back to what attracted me to it, the potential for size, the fact that the exploration costs are low, and importantly for me, the time frame to know whether we have something substantial here or not is quite unique, in that within 12 to 18 months, we expect a lot of answers, and we're going to have a really good idea on the potential size of this. So anyway, just to sort of to keep going, we've recently closed two financings in excess. Okay. We've raised in excess of $2.8 million of significant demand from the investors. As we know, we're in a hot gold market. We're getting some interesting traction. It's exciting.
So in terms of amount, in terms of the size it attracts you, how many ounces are you anticipating at this point?
You know what? I don't even want to talk about it because that's a ridiculous potential number that people would think it's insane. I mean, if you do some back of the napkin calculations, if you're talking small, if you're talking 5 meter intersections of a half a gram over a square kilometer, I mean, that implies some pretty significant numbers. Well, since our IPO in November of last year, we've added an additional just over 94,000 hectares to our property portfolio. So we have close to 1,500 square kilometers of land now in the Madeira River area. And this is all inland, not on the river, to be clear. But, you know, if you start looking at those kinds of numbers, the potential for a multi-million ounce scenario is certainly there, which is quite exciting.
And you again, have an idea.
The speed to discovery, because it's shallow, because we can drill with things like air core, because there's a lot of infrastructure in place, because there's historic evidence of, you know, significant mining production from the river itself. We believe the feeder for the river is the erosion of this conglomerate, this Mokaruru layer, and that's what's fed the gold through the dredging that they've recovered. So if this layer does in fact run like a sheet throughout the Madeira River Basin, and our projects in particular, it wouldn't take a lot of grade to make a very substantial deposit potential. So yeah, it's exciting. You know, it's not your typical mining operation or exploration operation where you're looking at, okay, well, from hole one to, you know, it could take decades, years and years and years. We're going to know real fast. So as I mentioned, we financed, we're well capitalized. We're planning to undertake a substantial drill program for a junior exploration company. We're looking at probably 220 holes to start, fence drilling, probably close to 20,000 meters. And we anticipate that commencing sometime probably in November of this year.
Do you anticipate any potential roadblocks, hurdles? I mean, if you can tell us a little bit about where you are with infrastructure, and if you can tell us more about the jurisdiction.
Brazil is a pretty friendly place. Rondônia in particular, it's underexplored. We're close to infrastructure. Obviously, weather is an issue. It's always wet in Brazil. Maybe there's a week that it's not, but it's pretty much always wet in Brazil. So the unconglomerated material, the sandstone and so forth, is pretty muddy. So there's a lot of drying required. There's a learning curve going on there as far as what's required for concentrating and drying the material to get it off for assay, et cetera. So that's an issue. Because effectively what we're looking at is a large scale, large potential scale alluvial type deposit. There's things like the nugget effect, the gold distribution. It almost has to be looked at more like a diamond exploration play than a traditional gold exploration play, where we're going to have to utilize bulk sampling and so forth to get an idea of what the potential scale and the distribution of the gold could be throughout the system if we're successful. So those are the types of things. It'll really be geologically unique. And so that's going to obviously come with challenges, no question. And I should also add that this Mukuruwu layer, they're locals have coined it, is our primary target. But beneath the Mukuruwu layer, we also believe that there's historic paleo channels of where the river used to go and roam that could also host potential, act as traps to host potentially significant deposits. So it's not a one trick pony. There's the potential here for a lot of discovery potential for a very low cost. Again, being that it's so shallow, so accessible. This is area that's largely fallow, was used for grazing and so forth. So at the end of the day, if we are successful and this does become something significant, there's also a really nice environmental stewardship component to the company where we could see reforestation and things like that happening behind some kind of a mobile mining effort to extract the gold and then come in behind it and, you know, and regrow the Amazon rainforest, if you will.
Wow. Love to hear more about that, but I do want to ask you about the share structure a bit and just kind of if you can go over the shares, fully diluted, options, warrants, and then if you can talk about the insiders and institutions that are, you know, players here who have stake in the game.
So currently we have roughly 76 million, or sorry, 66 million shares outstanding, just over 65 million shares issued and outstanding. Fully diluted is about 91.3 million. We have a number of warrants that are expiring on the 15th of November of this year that were associated with the initial public offering from November last year that have added to the capital to the company. More than half have been exercised to date. We anticipate the rest likely coming in, given that our share price is currently well over the exercise price of those warrants. The IPO was extremely chunky. The broker that listed it, as I mentioned, is a dear friend of mine. Had a number of large clients participate as well as management. So it's for a company with 65 million shares outstanding, it's very well held. Our market cap is quite low. We're interlisted in Germany. We have a pink sheet symbol listing, I guess you'd call it, in the United States. We're pursuing an OTCQB listing as we speak. We're probably 6 or so weeks out from that.
6 weeks for OTC?
6 to 8 weeks, tough to say, but yeah, something like that. We're pushing as hard as we can.
Now, you said you had quite a bit of capital, Mark. If you can tell us.
Currently in treasury, we're probably close to $3.5 million Canadian. Okay. That will cover probably, tough to say, but we're probably 70, 80% of our program for next year is already in the bank. We're getting, as far as institutional interest and so forth, we're getting on the radar. We're not there yet. We've seen a little bit of interest starting to come in, but really we've just only closed our second financing on this oversubscribed financing just last week. And that started to get us in front of a couple of the key institutions. They're paying attention. They're quite interested. Again, because it's such a unique story, you know, typically if you talked about 5 meters of a half a gram, people would be, that's pretty unappealing. But because of the uniqueness of 1500 square kilometers and less than 100 foot depth and, you know, the potential of 5 meters, if this conglomerate, if this Mukuruwu sheet does in fact run throughout even at 20-30% of our project area, the potential for a substantial, very economic gold deposit is certainly exciting. So
Mark, the key institutions that you have interested right now, if we were to ask them, why Canary, why are you most excited about this, what do you think they would say, or what are they telling you?
I think it's cost and scale. Yeah, our exploration cost is very low, you know, being that we're so shallow, and the potential size of any discovery, if this model proves out, is not small. We're not talking hundreds of thousands of ounces. We're talking potentially millions and millions of ounces, if not more than that. So it's pretty exciting. So, I mean, if you look at exploration in general, it's educated gambling. It's educated guessing. We've got a lot of brilliant people that see the potential here. We've got local evidence of production for years and years and years that's produced a substantial amount of gold, again, supposedly north of 7 million ounces from the Madeira River itself. And for a shot at something that could be enormous, the risk reward here is very appealing. And again, time, it's fast. We're going to know very, very quickly. I mean, we'll probably be drilling a couple of holes a day once the program's in full motion, and that's going to start soon.
Mark, yeah, I'm curious about your team that you have. I know that you bring a lot of experience to the field, but you know, in terms of investing in companies, so far everything I've heard is low risk and high reward. Just curious if you can tell us a little bit more about the team that you have in place, maybe the experience they bring, and what you guys are can lean on.
Yeah, certainly. We have a really expert panel of geoscientists involved in this company. We've got Dr. Alan Carter is on our advisory board, and it was part of his brainchild that led us to this idea. He's discovered at least four mines in Brazil, currently serves as president of Cabral Gold's season pro. John Hill, who's been our in-country project manager, also involved since inception. John spent many years with AngloGold Ashanti, lives in Brazil, very experienced, knows the landscape, knows how to get things done, knows the players, which is obviously important when you're working somewhere like Brazil, a lot of experience. And then Andrew Lee Smith, who's the CEO of Canary Gold and our QP, industry veteran, been involved in numerous discoveries in Africa and elsewhere. So really high level for a junior exploration company. That is definitely part of what drew me to this, is that the people behind it are top tier.
Mark, for people who want to know more about the company, to follow your story closer, can you tell us the website again, your ticker, how people can reach you?
Yeah, certainly. Canarygold.ca is our website. Our symbol on the Canadian Securities Exchange is BRAZ, or BRAZ for the Americans. We're CNYGF in the US. And our symbol on Frankfurt is KJD. But you can see that on the investor page on our website. And as far as reaching out, yeah, by all means, I'd love to talk to shareholders, prospective shareholders, tell the story. I'm quite excited about what we've got going on here. I think it's a great opportunity.
Thank you so much for being on our show. I enjoyed talking to you and learning about Canary Gold, and looking forward to following your story. Hope to have you back again.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.